Elizabeth Cady Stanton was an unlikely revolutionary. She was born in the finest house in Johnstown, New York, on November 12, 1815, the eighth of 11 children. Her mother, Margaret Livingston, was tall, stately, independent-minded, the wealthy daughter of a Revolutionary War hero. But it was her father who would always matter most to her. Daniel Cady was a prominent lawyer and judge, canny, self-made, and conservative. After three of his sons died in childhood, Judge Cady pinned all his hopes for the family's future on his surviving son, 20-year-old Eleazar. We all felt, Elizabeth remembered, that this son filled a larger place in our father's affection than all his daughters together. In 1826, when Elizabeth was just 11 years old, Eleazar, too, suddenly fell ill and died. The next day, she found her grieving father sitting all alone in the darkened family parlor beside her brother's casket.
I climbed upon his knee when he mechanically put his arm about me, and with my head resting against his beating heart, we both sat in silence. He thinking of the wreck of all his hopes in the loss of a dear son, and I wondering what could be said or done to fill the void in his breast. At length he heaved a deep sigh and said, "Oh, my daughter, I wish you were a boy." Throwing my arms about his neck, I replied, "I will try to be all my brother was."
Desperate to please her father, Elizabeth jumped fences on horseback, beat boys as well as girls to win honors in Greek at school. Daniel Cady was proud of all her achievements, but no matter how well she did, his reaction was always the same. "I wish you were a boy."